Probably quite a story about that old woman. Never hear the end of it. He'd corral a bunch of ducks one time, you know. He had a pack of hay on his back. He'd tell them everybody he'd just been over to the south and he'd got a whole bunch of songs. These are songs he's... He went up and made a little wigwam, you know. Tied the sticks close together so nothing could get out. And he'd call them all up and tell them they'd want to sing these songs. But everybody's supposed to close their eyes when they're dancing. The old hell divers dancing by the doorway, you know. Going on, he'd feel the fattest one, then he'd wring their neck off, you know. When he'd wring the neck, he'd hold up and go, quack! Yeah, that's why you're supposed to do this. That's what they do down there. Holler once in a while. I went along about the fourth, fifth window. Well, whatever, you want to look and see what's going on. Having to open his eyes. When the buzzer was getting ready to bring another one, and he hollered and he took for the lake, you know. So when the bush still getting any more ducks, you know, he takes after the old hell diver, you know, he gets down there to the water and what. So he gave him the kick and he shrinked him up, you know, he said, that's the way you look from now on. You know, we'll always have red eyes, of course, the hell diver always got red eyes now. Mole, you know, mole used to be the biggest animal on earth.
Mole?
Mm-hmm. He's the smallest, no, he hadn't no eyes. There was a story of a woman that had his brother. Little brother, I think. Raising little brother. Of course, after the old fella got a little bigger, you know, he made him a little bow and arrow. And the old fella, he'd go out and then he'd shoot a bird. I think it was a chickadee. Mm-hmm. Well, you got the bird and you go out every day, of course, he'd skin him, you know, stay out, dry out the... Finally, he got big enough, so he made a coat for him. But one day, the boy, he was laying outside and he fell asleep with his coat on. The sun kind of scorched the feathers. So he made the boy mad. He started to cry. Of course, his sister tried to give him this and that. Finally, I think he took one of the hair.
Took what?
Took one of her hair, I think.
Uh-huh.
Give it to him. Tried everything else. Give him that hair, you know, he'd take it in his mouth, you know, he'd run it back and forth. And he made copper out of it. So he done it for days and days. Let copper pile up all over. Then he went out, he said, did the wrong thing by burning his coat and he's mad. He's going to snare that sun. So finally, when time come, he left and he went over and set his snare. And snared the sun. So he did snare the sun. And that's about the time of the old padded, you know, he was fastened. On the padded's tail, you know, ever on the tail feathers, you know, there's a little black mark. Put near to the end, you know, there's a big black mark. Well, this was the time he was fasting. And he was just about through fasting when they snared that sun. This made that big black mark for us. See, it was night for 40 days. That's that big black spot on the end. That's when he snared the sun. See, when the boy snared the sun. See, all these days he was fasting for every night. Every day he fasted, there was a black mark. And when the boy set the snare, he seen the snare of the sun, that's where that big black mark is.
Huh.
Not for 40 days. Well, it was going to be dark always. Unless they could find somebody to go up and set this, chew this snare off her. We wouldn't have no more daylight. So they call all these big animals together, beasts. first one to go, you know, of course he couldn't make it. Finally they got them all. He went up. He started chewing on that copper. And that was what was left of him, you see, when he got finally got through it. He wasn't alive. Yeah. See, the bear didn't like the porcupine because the porcupine was taking all of his acorns in the oak tree. This is how the thing begun, see, after the turtle moved in there with the porcupine, the winter. The porcupine used to go up there and get these acorns every day. Finally, one day, you know, he come home, you know, the bag wasn't quite full. And then the turtle, he knew there was something wrong. He could see that the porcupine had been crying. See, the bear come up there and told Porky, you know, from that tree, he's taking all of his acorns because he wanted himself that winter. So he caught him up there a second time. He told him, well, the next time he was going to really fix him. Caught him up there again. She didn't bring much of anything home that night, and the turtle had seen that there was something wrong. So finally she told, the porcupine told the turtle, he said, I'll fix him. He says, make my bow and arrow tonight. You can take me up there in the morning. He said, cover him up with leaves. He said, you go up and pick. And when he comes and says anything to you, just tell me that it's funny. If I wouldn't be around, or your brother wouldn't be around here, the turtle. By that time, you say, I'll jump up and I'll shoot the bear. I just wonder how big his bow and arrow was. So that time coming, you know, and the old man said, oh, I don't care if your brother is here. He said, I wouldn't. So then that, when the time came, you know, the bear started up after him, you know, and he said, oh, I said, funny, my brother isn't here, the turtle. He pulled out of it and he said, yeah, here, he takes and shoots him with a bow and arrow and kills him. So the bear, he went 3 years, but the turtle hid away from the bear. He hid, you know.
But they said he killed the bear.
Yeah, he did kill the bear. He killed the bear. But a few days later, you know, the bear was looking for all the bears and what he'd done to the one.
Oh, yeah. So the other bears were looking
for. Yeah, the turtle, he went to hide, and that's what made him go down in the bunt down in the wintertime. Go hide. And then the bear, he'd all sneak up to a lake, come to a lake, he'd sneak up the top, look around, see if there was any turtle anywhere. He was looking for the turtle. So one day, while he spotted him, I don't know how long it went. Look, there he is over there sleeping on top of the log. You know, the old turtle was hanging over the log, and his arms hanging down like this, sleeping. Sunned himself, he fell asleep. Over, he snuck over and he grabbed him by the tail, you know. Poured a little water on his neck with his other hand. The turtle said, oh, it's raining. The bear went up and he picked out a rock, you know, and he just... really mashed him up, and this is how he got those markings on the back and on the shell.
This one man dreamt that they were going to have a visitor. He told it right out when he woke up. He told it to the village, and it's going to come from across the lake. It's a great big man, and I think he said that's the one they call the giant, and he's intending to come and, you know, eat the people up.
Mm.
And but I also learned in my dream, he said, that we have a way of protecting ourselves, he said. So we got to watch him. We'll see him when he comes from. This is a big lake where he's going to come across. He said, we'll have to prepare a lot of wood and right on the ice there, and they're gonna build a big bonfire. Just as soon as he comes, they're gonna start building this bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sees that fire, well, he won't come any closer, but he'll try. He'll try to come, you know, get to them. He knew that there was a village of people there. Well, the men and the women got ready, and they all got loads of wood and hauled it to the lake by the shore there. And he said this man that dreamt about this, well, kept watching. And he said, I'll also get two big dogs, he said, that will be protecting us, he said. They'll know when he's coming. So he did. And sure enough, they seen a black spot from way across, and he said, that's him coming now. Closer, he got closer and closer. The people, I guess the women ran away, but the men stayed there to guard themselves. Well, he was going to get them anyway, no matter where they went. So they got everything ready, and he got closer and closer. He wasn't going to stop for the fire. And I guess these dogs tried to attack him, and pretty soon the men, I guess, they start shooting him with bows and arrows, and that didn't faze him. And they had great big those war things, and they hit him and everything. Finally, they got him down, and they threw him right in that fire. And they burnt to the end. And they said when the fire went out, there was still a chunk of ice. What was so strange, they said they never knew how this chunk of ice was laying there after this body burned up, charred. And that man said, well, his body was partly ice, you know, he was cold-blooded. That's why this ice formed. And they were always scared that another one was going to come up, but he said he never dreamt of that. It's a real dream if there's another one going to attack them, but he must have been just one giant. He said that, she said that really happened. He said it wasn't a fairy tale or just a story. And she said there must be really giants still walking around up in the northern woods, she said.